Welcome to Vitally You, a podcast created to introduce you to the tools that will be your roadmap for feeling younger while growing older. I'm your host, Dana Frost, a wellness expert, life coach, and energy medicine practitioner. Here's what you can expect: conversations about vitality from the inside out with guest experts in the field of health, culture, and spirituality, and solo episodes along the way from me where I do deep dives into the topics of aging, heart intelligence, energy medicine, and your innate capacity to heal. If you want to feel younger while growing older, this is the place for you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Vitally You podcast. This is Dana Frost, your host, and I am so excited for this week's episode. I have a very special guest. Well, don't I always have very special guests? But I want to introduce you to Holly Getty. Holly helps people discover their personal style and increase their confidence and joy in life. Who doesn't want that? I do. Her skilled support addresses your desires, dreams, and history to create an intimate path to help you feel better and want to be seen. She is a creative executive with a vast amount of knowledge in luxury fashion, home, travel, management, and living an elevated existence. Notably, her experience is with Calvin Klein and J. Crew. So on today's episode, we dive into the power of personal style and the power of how you present yourself to the world. We have become so casual that we easily forget the impact of how we present ourselves to others. It is the first thing people see. Now, I do believe, you know, I believe they feel, we feel one another's energies, but honestly, you and the way that you present, that is your very own, if you will, business card. It's your personal statement about who you are, the way that you present yourself, the way that you dress, your style. So this is largely the way they present ourselves to others. It's largely influenced by how we feel about ourselves, and it does impact how we engage with the world around us. Holly is a masterful style consultant, and I love, this is what I love about Holly. She creates style from the inside out. It is not just about, let's clean your closet out and find you a nice wardrobe that looks good with the color of your skin and the color of your hair. No, it's not that at all. It's going inside to determine who you are on the inside and how you want to feel. And then she moves outside. So it's real, from my perspective, root cause style consulting, if you will, to use my functional language. You are going to love this episode. Okay, we also talk about holiday gift giving and Holly's top tips. Those are excellent tips she has for us. And at the end of our episode, I will announce the winner for my Thanksgiving giveaway. So I had a giveaway, and already my episode went live on Sunday. And by Sunday afternoon, I was tagged in an awesome post on an Instagram story. So stay tuned to the end to see if you might be the winner. Join me in welcoming Holly to the Vitally You podcast. Holly, welcome to the Vitally You podcast. It's so exciting for me to have you as a guest. So thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So Holly, you have such a rich history in the fashion industry, and I would love for you to share with the listeners, tell us how you got into the fashion industry. Tell us about your history in the fashion industry. You are the textile queen. And so I want our listeners to know a little bit about even that aspect of your genius with textile.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Dana. I do. I love textiles. And I fell into fashion. I got out of grad school and on a whim moved to New York, where my best friend from college was living. And I interviewed to be a receptionist at an ad agency and at a clothing company. And the clothing company got back to me first. I got it that day. And that's where I started. A week and a half into being a receptionist and being paid in suits. I was paid in, it was Jones apparel. I was paid in Jones suits and some little bit of money, but mostly suits. And a week and a half into the job, they needed a design assistant. And since I had a fine arts background in my education And they said, come aboard. Now, as soon as I started that job, I gravitated to fabric. I just loved it. So then I worked at Jones for a few years, launched Lauren. I was on the team that launched Ralph Lauren through Jones Apparel and worked on Evan Facone and Seville Suits. And then I went to J. Crew and I worked on men's and women's for J. Crew, which was an incredible, such an incredible job. And then after that, I was at Calvin Klein and I was a VP for fabric research and development for a line called CK. And I was there for 15 years and had a team. And that was really pivotal. That kind of made me who I am, that job. And I was able to travel the world. I went to Japan 35 times. I mean, who has done that? It was an incredible gift. It was extremely stressful, but it was an incredible gift. It was a very big job. And I got to see the world and Europe and Asia. And it was a phenomenal experience in that sense.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Holly. And I didn't actually know all the details about your early career. So that's really interesting. And I think you were able to see the world through the lens of fashion. And, you know, I know lots of people who have traveled the world, but not through that really unique lens of fashion and style. And you are such a genius at catching the trends, seeing the trends, appreciating just the richness that comes through fashion. How did you I have a feeling that there was something in you that cultivated and was drawn to fashion and beauty even before you started as a receptionist. Is that true? I feel like it's true.
You're absolutely, Dana, you nailed it, because since I was a child, I just loved to shop and I would actually shop for my mom. My mom hated to shop. I would do her hair and makeup. I remember doing her hair and makeup when she was going out to some corporate event with my dad, and I dressed her. I had to be like 10 or 11. I dressed her, I did her makeup, I did her hair. And, you know, whenever my brother would let me buy his clothes, I'd buy his clothes. I'd try to buy my dad's clothes. I just wanted to shop all the time. And it was nothing, you know, my mother, bless her soul, she was so wonderful. She would just sit in a chair and take me, you know, the King of Prussia Mall all day. And I would shop. And I loved to dress people from a very young age. So when I got the job in fashion, it felt like there was something meant to be, because I just loved the power of clothes always.
Okay. Yeah. And this, okay, I love the power of clothes, because you are really so smart about how you, when you're working with somebody. So I, just for the listeners to know, and I was in a mastermind with Holly, and I had the privilege of, part of the mastermind was I receive services from Holly. And so I have been styled by Holly. I hired her to style me for my daughter's wedding. Recently, I hired her to help me Christmas shop. And that's something we'll talk about later. But there's something so powerful about the way that we show up. And I know that you know this. This podcast is vitally you feeling, you know, your vitality from the inside out. But we do get to the point where we are on the outside. Right? What people see at first, you know, the first glance, they see the outside. So we need that inside to be radiant and vibrant. But we do eventually have this who we present to the outside world. And there's a lot of power in that. And it's not superficial. So I would love for you to speak into that, the power of wardrobe.
I believe in it. And that was so beautifully said, Dana, because it matters. You know, it matters how we show up. In fact, in Europe, people really dress for the other person. People dress to respect the people they are meeting with, they are around, they dress to show respect to their family. Everything's getting a little more casual. It's changed, but there's this center in, especially in Italy, where you dress to show respect. And when you think about that for your own life and how you can show respect to other people, it's very powerful. But what I work with in my clients is I work from the inside out. So I want to know how you feel in what you wear. And that started for me when I started my job at J. Crew so many years ago. I felt so insecure. You know, I was curvy and felt really embarrassed. And there were so many really thin women, and I felt so big. And I was always trying to, you know, I wanted to look cool. I didn't want to look like I was trying too hard. And, you know, it was stressful getting dressed. It was a casual workplace. It was great. We got to wear the clothes, but I felt not enough. And on Fridays, this is so long ago, this sounds so antiquated, but Fridays, they let us wear jeans. Okay, can you imagine? Now it's like jeans are, but we could wear jeans on Friday. And Fridays, I would bound out of bed. I knew exactly what I was going to wear. I love jeans, and I just felt like myself, because I would usually wear jeans and a blazer and some kind of shirt and a heel. Like, I felt like myself on Fridays. And that's really where my business started. I started to realize that I just needed to find clothes that made me feel like my jeans for those other days, that made me feel like the way I felt my jeans, I was bounding to go to work. It was a different experience. So that's where it started. And that's where I start with every client. I help them find out how they want to feel. And we work back into clothing. We don't do it the other way.
You start from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, Holly. Wow. How do you get buy-in from clients? Because they must come to you thinking they're getting the wardrobe, you know, the exterior. So how do you get buy-in from them as you invite them to go inward?
Oh, that's a great question, because it's not what they think is going to happen. And really what the focus is confidence. It's creating confidence. It's building confidence in people. Because once you take out, look, I love trends. I love knowing like what's coming next. I don't think it's necessary to follow trends, but there's this excitement that keeps things moving. It's for our entertainment. But really what matters is how you feel in your clothes, how you feel in showing up into a room. And that is a very internal experience in my work. And once you start doing it, once you start realizing you have the power to feel and you have the power to decide, consumers are the most powerful people on the planet. And nobody really understands the power they have. So when you understand how you want to feel and you can shop accordingly, which is a process I take people through, it's like a new day in your world. It's a new power from inside.
Yeah, you know, it makes me think about what I do with clients, Holly, and I ask them to track. I ask them to track several health markers, because yes, knowledge is power. And so what I hear you saying is you're inviting someone to go inside and track how they feel and actually decide how they want, know how they want to feel, so that you predetermine that. Everything we do, even in the minutiae of, you know, our thoughts, and we're bringing this in, the way that we dress, all of the minutiae of the day, the things that add up to put together the way that we spend our life, our life styled, really create the feeling states. Because yes, it's the beliefs that we yes have. It's the thoughts that we're, you know, that are ruminating. Yeah, that's really interesting. So it is an invitation to do some tracking. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking people could really be, I'm assuming like people are paying attention to what they're like you when you were at J. Crew and mm-hmm you noticed you felt different in your jeans. Mm-hmm. That's a moment of tracking where you're yeah paying attention. I feel like, you know, this way when I'm in these jeans, and I find that it's just knowledge and consciousness to what's happening on the inside for us on a moment by moment basis is very powerful.
It's awareness. And it's so, you're so right, Dave, because this awareness, you know, a lot of people, I work with men as well, and men especially get stuck in this rut, as do women. But once you get, like, you graduate college and then you get into the workforce, there's like this look you establish, whether you're aware of it or not. And then maybe after you have kids, it changes a little bit. But without awareness, most people will just shop within those parameters for the rest of their life. And when you start to acknowledge what's around, when you start to realize you have this connection and this power to yourself, that you can dress and feel better every day, this empowerment then shifts people. And they start to, you know, especially I love like shopping with women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is incredible because there is this, you know, we lose hormones and, you know, there's, you're starting to care about yourself more than other people. And this, there's this beautiful shift that happens. So you're absolutely right. It's tracking, it's awareness around all of these things that we do in everyday life that that are so important, the beauty and the power of the everyday.
Wow, that's really, yeah, that's really interesting, Holly. So what kind of tips, I'm just, because you have so much knowledge in this realm, and if you're interested in getting Holly's tips, I will just say upfront, sign up for her email list because I'm always getting tips from her email list and it's just, you know, it's free. So it's really interesting to like be able to be inside of her mind and what she shares with her community. But what are some tips that you would give? Like if somebody just says, well, I'm not going to work with somebody, but I want to start paying attention. What are some tips that you would give people? What are things they can do on their own?
Well, I'll tell you, it's that's such a good question because realizing your what you can do on your own, it's really interesting. A lot of people shop with other people. Like I always go shopping with my sister. I always, my mom and I, that's what we do. And that's a really bonding, fun experience. If you're struggling with your wardrobe, I suggest shopping by yourself and going to stores on your own. And really making decisions, not based on what the salespeople are saying, but just to go and let your internal compass guide you. Go to the, your favorite store, or go even better, go to the store you always wanted to shop and go there and just let yourself be guided by your heart, not your head.
Wow, that is, okay, one, what you just said is counterintuitive because I'm thinking of a few people who have shared, you know, these are intimate people in my life who don't like to shop. They feel insecure mm-hmm. about shopping. They don't like their wardrobe. And the go-to is I'm going to go shopping. I need other people to go shopping with me to give me this feedback. And what you're saying is go internally. And that's what sometimes we don't want to do that, right? It's a little bit scary to see what's inside.
Yes, because when have we been invited to do that before? You know, everybody thinks clothing's an external activity and it's really not. It's really internal. So I tell people to even put their hands on their hearts and just feel what they're wearing or hold it. Hold it and walk around a store, see how it feels, if it feels right, and just ask, put it on, see if this is really satisfying you. You know, when you put it on, it's like, oh my, you know, oh, it's too tight. I can see my waist looks huge. I, you know, my breasts are really tiny in this. Like we're constantly cutting ourselves to pieces when we shop. So what if we reverse that and just put it on and say, what is this garment doing for me? How is this making me feel? And be by yourself with it. Ask yourself to answer the question, should I buy it or not?
That is really powerful, and it is very different than how we tend to approach fashion. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I love clothing and fashion, and I love wearing nice clothes, and I, you know, this is something I bought in years ago. Since I was a child, I've been into what I wear, but I think that it's either what I tend to see, it's either it makes me look good physically. So you're saying, mm-hmm. how does it make you feel internally? Right. And then there's the judgment. We've all been in the wardrobe in the dressing room where we're judging, you know, every little thing, just like you said, we're utilitarian. I think we have become very utilitarian about the things that we wear. And just because it has use and it's comfortable doesn't mean that it's actually what makes us light up inside. It may not be that the thing that makes us light up. Like I don't work. So I have worked from home forever and I rarely work in gym clothes or like Lululemon clothes. I just don't. I want to get dressed. I feel better when I'm in like an outfit. So I kind of wonder, like, where's the invitation? I feel like at least in the US, because I know in Europe, they're different, even in Brazil, even in Florida, there's more of a dressing up culture. But in general, I feel like in our culture, in the US culture, we need this big invitation to go big on your wardrobe. But from the perspective of light it up inside.
Dana, you're hitting on my next point I was going to talk about. So there is comfortable, and then there's flattering, and two things that can be phenomenally different. So like you're saying, in Europe, in Brazil, there's an understanding about that, that when you wear something that's flattering, the energy of that feeling, of you feeling like you look good, carries you through the day. So when you're picking up on that, you want to show up for your clients. So you're going to put something on that puts you in that headspace. And I ask my clients all the time, okay, there's comfortable, especially with the pandemic, everybody was wearing comfortable clothes, but how do those comfortable clothes make you feel at the end of the day? You know, flattering clothes are going to carry you through. They're going to keep you on a higher vibration rather than clothes that are just comfortable and maybe they kind of bring your energy down by the end of the day. Again, it's awareness. And if you ask yourself that question, you'll know the answer by the end of the day.
Ooh, I love that. Pay attention to what you wear, how you feel at the beginning of the day.
Yes.
And how do you feel in those clothes at the end of the day? That's awesome, Holly. What a great tip.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, start tracking, everybody. I want to hear from you. Start tracking with the clothes that you're wearing and discover. Do they fit for you or not? Do they work or not? Maybe they don't work. Maybe they do work, and that's great.
And again, I can feel people out there thinking, well, let me ask my husband, you know, does he like this? Or ask my best friend, or ask, you know, when we want to get opinions. And that's so understandable, but it really will help you to just know yourself. To answer those questions for yourself will be a very empowering experience, I promise you.
Yeah. And you know, Holly, I wanted to say a few things about you and how you work with clients. And we've alluded to this and the conversation is going this direction, but I really want to highlight that working with you really is an invitation to do some internal work. You're very skilled at active listening and reflecting. And so I want to just put that out there that if someone is thinking about working with a stylist, it's an inside job. And there's a cradle of support that Holly offers that's very, very unique. I remember when I kept putting off getting a dress for my daughter's wedding. I don't know why. I didn't really know how to approach it. And then I was up against really a deadline. I'm like, I have to get on this. And I reached out to you for your help. And within 24 hours, you had the fabric because you're always curating. And so I think you were at the fabric. You went to the fabric place in New York.
Yes.
I don't even know what it is.
Like
the caverns of the fabric. But you had the fabric and you had the idea within 24 hours. It just blew me away. But we went down the, you know, the rabbit hole of how I wanted to feel. How did I want to show up for my daughter's wedding? And, you know, you asked those questions and it was not laborious. Actually, it's very fast, which brings me to a recent encounter with you where I hired you for this 90-minute session to help me with my Christmas shopping. I've never done that. I'm actually a really good gift giver. So I thought, I don't really need that. But I thought, well, I don't know. Let me try it. Like, why not? Let's do something different this year. I was just really blown away. You know, some of my children, you've met my husband, but you don't know my mom, my mother-in-law, my brother. And it was effortless to move through that process. So what I want to share, and this sounds like an advertisement for Holly, but she's my guest. So maybe it kind of is, but you know, there's something very unique. Holly has this intuitive sense when she's working with somebody and she doesn't need to know you well to begin to pick up on cues and understanding. And so I just wanted to throw that out because there's a deeper layer than just, you know, getting help with what's you're putting on your body. Even as important and energetically significant that that is, I want to highlight that about you, Holly. It's something I really appreciate.
Aina, you're making my heart soar. Thank you so much, because that's, you know, I want to, my whole goal is to just increase everybody's enjoyment around clothing and gifts and reduce their stress, because it can be very stressful. Even holiday shopping can be really stressful. And to take that worry and to make it a fun, like it should all be really fun. And I think sometimes, you know, we forget that it can be fun.
Absolutely. So I had tons of fun with you. So I do, for the listeners who won't be using your services, today when this episode goes live, it's going to be Sunday after Thanksgiving in the US. So what are a couple of tips you have for gift giving, Holly?
Okay. So could I say one quick tip about sales? Because thank you, because we are coming into this. I mean, Black Friday started in August, I think, this year. Everybody said there have been sales everywhere. And I wanted to give my all-time favorite tip. If you shop a sale, like this is how you will never make another mistake again. We all have those sale items in our closet that we've never touched. Here's the way to avoid that forever, I promise you. When you're shopping a sale online or in person, don't look at the sale price. I want you to really look at the original price. And if in your gut, again, internally, if your intuition says, yes, that coat is worth $600, 100%. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account. It doesn't matter what you were planning on spending. It matters what your intuition, what your gut says about that original price. And if you were like, yeah, that is worth $600 to me, no question, that's when you buy it for $300. And if you don't, if your gut's saying, no, I wouldn't spend $600 on it, then don't spend the $300. Leave it in the store.
That is an awesome tip, Holly.
That will guide you forever. I promise you. It works every single time. So because we are, you know, post-Thanksgiving, the heat is on. It is now, everything's on sale, especially this year. So in shopping for gifts, it's really interesting. I want you to, when you think about the people you're shopping for, don't think about what they say they do. Think about what they actually do. So when you think of, you know, what your coworker does, like, you know, your coworker talks about maybe going skiing all the time and you're thinking about getting him a skiing gift, when actually what he does is he loves to go to tapas bars every, you know, maybe your boss loves fine wines. Look at what they actually do and really gift around that. So people will show you their interests. And I really find that this is a great way, especially if you don't know someone super well, just observe them for a little while and then buy the gift and make it very close to home as to what they do, not what they say they do.
That's a great, well, I've never ever thought about that. That's a great tip, Holly.
Thank you.
I really like that tip.
Great. One more. I've got one more. Making things as intimate as possible. It doesn't matter if it's what you spend. I think the thought and making something as, I'm a big fan of keychains. And there was a friend of mine bought her husband, it was the best gift he ever received, period. And he was a pastry chef, and she bought him a Pillsbury Doughboy keychain. And Pillsbury Doughboy was his beloved, it was kind of his inspiration when he was a kid getting into baking. So this Pillsbury Doughboy keychain she got on eBay, which was, you know, super hard to find. It didn't cost very much, but he loved it more than his car, than anything else. So just know you can find something really precious and really simple and not expensive that comes from the heart. And keychains are great because people carry them. They always know. You can have things engraved on Etsy very quickly. So I encourage you just to a little something that they have with them all the time that reminds them of you is a beautiful gift.
Well, I love that tip, Holly. And once again, you're bringing all of us to tapping into connecting. It's not about the gift. It's connecting with self when we're talking about how we style ourselves. And then when we're giving a gift, before we even choose the gift, connecting in with that person and really paying attention to who they are, what they do, how they spend their time, what they like, and then making decisions from that and not making decisions based on how much something cost or this is going to, you know, this is going to impress them or whatever. So I love all these tips. And unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our time
already?
Together. Holly,
oh my goodness.
I know it goes quickly, doesn't it? So, okay, Holly, I want people to know how they can find you, and we will put this in the show notes, but how can people find you?
Well, please visit me. I would love if you would visit me at hollygetty.com and please sign up for my free tips. They're weekly, they're fun. I love products and things, and I'll keep you updated to new and fun experiences. And I also, there's a free download on my website, and it's 12 questions I ask my five-figure a month clients, because when I work with people, it's a very immersive experience, and I share these questions. It'll help you get in touch with this internal compass that I develop with my immersive clients.
I love that, Holly. That's wonderful. And as I said, you definitely want to be on Holly's email list. Okay. So, and there still might be time if somebody wanted help with shopping.
Yeah, I have enjoyed these sessions so much. So if anyone here from Dana's, just say, you know, I'm with Dana. You can email me at hollygetty@gmail.com and set up, we can get you in right after this podcast, and we can get some really wonderful, meaningful gifts, and we'll get everything done in 90 minutes. I promise it really goes quickly. And I'm offering a special, it's $229 for 90 minutes, and you will have everything done. And I love doing this so much. So please email me immediately and I'll schedule you in.
That's great, Holly. Thank you so much. Okay, so you get to answer the question I ask all of my guests. What does feeling younger while growing older mean to you, Holly?
I love this question. So feeling younger while growing older, I wouldn't go back a day. I really like getting older because I'm realizing everything that I've done, because I jumped around quite a bit. It all makes sense now. And I'm constantly pulling in from my past experiences, and I'm so grateful for it. And I feel that just layering on, I just love gaining this knowledge. Like even today, like learning how you track and how awareness makes such a difference. You know, that's another layer that I didn't have yesterday. That's what I like about getting older.
Well, I love that, Holly. That's really beautiful. And thank you so much for being a guest on the Vitally You podcast. It's been such a pleasure.
Dana, this was pure joy. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone listening. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me on the Vitally You podcast this week. It's just been such a pleasure to be together. I hope you had a wonderful time, a wonderful holiday season here in the U.S. for Thanksgiving with your friends and family. And I want to announce our winner for the Thanksgiving giveaway. So it's Lisa P. Living Life on Instagram. She posted a story and she said she had my podcast up and she hashtagged food, mood, poop. And she highlighted for herself, this is what she said. She called this body an earth suit. I love this, Dana. Well, thank you, Lisa, so much. You have won one sleeve, so 30 anti-inflammatory Eon LifeWave patches. I can't wait for you to get those and for us to have the conversation so that I can tell you how you can use your anti-inflammatory patches. So thank you so much, Lisa. And if you are enjoying these podcasts, I really need you to do me a big favor. Hit subscribe, download the episode, share them with a friend, and please leave a review and a rating. It really helps me in the podcast traffic jam. So I am wishing you a very beautiful, meaningful, intentional beginning of the holiday season. And I am streaming love from my heart to yours. I'm super excited about having this touch point with you each week during this really sacred time of the year. As always, streaming love from my heart to yours.